The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Bill Bunkley, and welcome to the Bill Bunkley Show on this Monday afternoon. This is an important week for historians, because on Thursday, we will celebrate the 75th anniversary of the invasion of Normandy, the D-Day invasion, and we are putting together some special packages during this week to be able to bring you in to a moment, a day, a week of remembrance. For if the invasion of Normandy had not gone in a positive fashion for the free world, we might be living in quite a different world today. And that's why President Donald Trump, along with First Lady Melania, are right now sitting with the Queen of England, Prince Charles, at an official state dinner. I believe only the third state dinner that the Queen has ever invited a United States president to. Now, that's significant because she has been on the throne for more than 70 years. So we're going to be talking a little bit about what's happening in the U.K., to me, why it is important. And right now, of course, all eyes have been on Buckingham Palace, where the state banquet got underway just moments ago. A very, very elegant affair. The entourage of the president and the queen, the king is not, or the prince is not accompanying the Queen. He has been known to be in ill health, and Prince Charles, heir to the throne, is sitting to her left. The President is sitting to her right. Camilla Parker is sitting to the right of the President, while Melania is sitting to the left of the of Prince Charles. And, of course, the trip with President Trump is not without controversy. The Muslim mayor of London says he has no business visiting. And so they have been, Shaki Khan, the mayor, and President Trump have been exchanging Twitters, where President Trump called him a stone-cold loser. So we have some of that going on. But nonetheless, the two speeches by the Queen and by Donald Trump were very eloquent, very complimentary, and certainly in line with the pomp and circumstance of this state dinner. Something I didn't know about that I thought I would share with you, and I just learned it from President Trump's address to the banquet. That as the president was talking about the multiple bombings of downtown London, the multiple times that Buckingham Palace was targeted, I did not know that at the time there was a picture in the London newspapers of the Queen Mother. Now, that's not the current queen, but her mom. And there was a photograph 70, 80 years ago, whatnot, during World War II, where the Queen Mother was visiting a military truck repair depot. And what makes that picture remarkable and what makes the history of it absolutely jump out toward me Well, the mechanic that was working on the military Trump, well, that truck is also, I would say, historic in nature because it is the current reigning Queen of England, who, like the sharing of World War II history with America, a lot of the boys went off for war, and a lot of the women stepped up in a lot of positions that were to that point, and even returned so somewhat after the fact, were positions that men held, but they went off to war. And I never knew that the Queen Mom, that the Queen, along with the Queen Mom in a photograph, was depicting her working on military trucks. And if you think about it, D-Day is coming up on Thursday, and we'll have some reflections of that. We hope to have some interviews that are taking place in the next few days with some of the few remaining veterans who were part of the D-Day Normandy invasion that are still alive today, and to have some of their personal testimonies this week. Because it is so very important for us to remember our history. It is so very important for us to remember history before others will update history, if you will, with different agendas, to where we don't get a history at all, we get a fairy tale. And revisionist history has probably been a part of the world for thousands of years. But we are in an information void here in America as it relates to our young people. Because they have not been taught history in a deep sense in our public schools. They haven't been taught history in a deep sense on our university and college campuses. They have absolutely no idea the price that has been paid for us to pursue our many interests, to pursue our pleasures, to pursue our personal rights, and not any kind of an appreciation of the price that was paid. So we're going to be continuing to follow the president as he's going to be spending 2 or 3 days actually touring the UK, touring London. He was at Westminster Abbey earlier today. Many of you have probably visited that very hallowed ground with so many who are buried inside the cathedral, including Lord Baden-Powell, notwithstanding all the controversy and, from my opinion, how the Boy Scouts of America have lost their way, but nonetheless the founder of Scouting is buried there, as well as I believe there's tombs of both World War I and World War II unidentified soldiers. And the president, along with the first lady, laid a wreath at the World War II tomb of the unknown soldier there inside the cathedral. And so it's going to be a very, very solemn and important time. And think about this day 75 years ago, and remember that the weather was playing an important role in the very tough decisions of whether to go or no go because of the need of the aerial support of those who were in the landing crafts who were going to go and really put themselves in front of machine gun fire there on Omaha Beach and the other areas around Omaha. And so if you think back, and I like to do this because it gives me a little closer connection, I was thinking about today, if I was a British soldier, if I was an American soldier, if I was preparing in London or preparing along the coast of Great Britain, knowing that in 2 or 3 days I was going to be in a landing craft. Now, when I say landing craft, that is a that is one of those troop personnel carriers where the front of the craft comes down all once they hit the beach, and then you exit the front of the craft with enemy guns on the fortified cliffs. They're just a killing field. And so this day I was thinking about what it must have been like for the soldiers to be contemplating their mission in just a couple of 3 days. What it must have been like for the aviators who were going to be flying cover. And some of the aviators were just not providing air support to the beach. They were flying deep in across the coastline in order to neutralize any reinforcements, because the Germans knew there was going to be an invasion. And when you study the history a little bit closer, you find out that a little bit north of where they actually came in, on the British side of the English Channel, they actually, and they were actually blown up mock-ups of trucks and tanks. Because as the intelligence was flying over, it looked like that the Allied troops were mustering far north of where they actually were going to invade. And that did accomplish what the Allies had wanted to accomplish, and that is the British had moved a lot of their defenses north of where D-Day actually happened. And it was a trick, and it worked. But as I just think about that, and the fact we just finished Memorial Day, I can't tell you what it's like to be in the armed forces. I can't tell you in armed forces and being wounded and dying of my wounds. But I can tell you that it is with great pride, and not selfish pride, pride in my fellow Americans and our allies in the UK. We've been allies for a long, long time. And so I am delighted that President Trump is only the third president to be invited to such a respectful state dinner. And regardless of all of the chatter and the rhetoric around the land, I believe that the president will represent us well. At the same time, he'll still be the president. And as the London mayor is going to continue his senseless ambush and attacks toward the president, expect the president to be up to the task. So the red carpet is out. The state dinner is underway. And by the way, I'm told that it took 3 days to prepare the great banquet hall there at Buckingham Palace. 3 days. And I've been also told that there are no dishwashing machines at the palace. So for all of these dozens and dozens and dozens of people who are invited guests, this is part of what the staff is very well known for. Well, when we come back, talk a little bit about Dr. Albert Mohler, be joining us in the second hour, talking about his new book, The Apostles' Creed. We'll also talk about a very mournful Virginia Beach.
Hi, I'm Andrew Farley, author of Twisted Scripture, Untangling 45 Lies Christians Have Been Told. I'll be sending one lucky winner and a companion to Dallas, Texas for the Twisted Scripture Conference this November. Enter on this station's website and download my free guide to your identity in Christ. Hope to see you in Dallas.
Enter the Twisted Scripture Getaway Giveaway today at letstalkfaith.com. Letstalkfaith.com.
Across America, it's snoring season. 90 million Americans make this sound every night. If you have a blocked or narrow nose, you're more likely to open your mouth to breathe, causing snoring. Introducing an ingenious Australian invention called Mute. Mute is a comfortable nasal device that helps you breathe more easily through your nose and snore less. Put snoring season to bed, America.
For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash now? One of the nation's largest personal loan networks, GetCash.com, is the place to go when you need money fast. All you need is a checking account and a regular source of income. And you could get up to $5,000 discreetly with your computer or smartphone in as little as 24 hours, regardless of your credit history. Get the cash you need fast at GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com. GetCash.com.
Oh, man, I've got a crack in my glass.
A what? In your what?
A crack in my glass.
Oh, your car. What a pain in the glass. Auto Glass America will come to you and give you cash for your cracked glass. And they'll give you new glass for free. Their work is guaranteed. They use OEM quality windshields. Call Auto Glass America at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS.
Comprehensive insurance required.
Auto Glass America.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground.
Bill Bunkley here, and I want to jump right back into today's show, reminding you that coming up in the second hour, Dr. Albert Moeller, Jr., who is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, is going to be joining me. He is also on our Salem Media Editorial Board, and you're familiar with that because on a routine basis, he voices the commentary very often, daily. And he's also written a brand new book, The Apostles' Creed, Discovering Authentic Christianity in an Age of Counterfeits. Let me repeat that. Discovering Authentic Christianity in an Age of Counterfeits. Do you know there's a lot of heretics in America today? A lot of heresy? Claiming to be Christian, but when you drill down, neither their church or themselves sometimes have very little in common with Christian doctrine. And so, for those of you who are Orthodox Christians, don't want to miss this. And for those of you who really want to make sure that what you believe and what you're practicing in Christianity is Christianity, hey, don't miss my opportunity to talk with Dr. Moeller coming up in the second hour. It's going to be a fascinating opportunity. And in fact, if you by chance don't know what the Apostles' Creed is and you have your smartphone or you're by your home or office PC, just Google the Apostles' Creed and read it, and you can begin asking yourself, do you believe all, operative word all, that's in the Apostles' Creed? We're going to talk about Virginia Beach in just a moment, but for those of you listening in on the biz, and this is a very important day in the markets because CNBC is reporting that stocks fell. This is the June. This is the first day in June that there's been trading, and you might have caught the news that the government, between the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission, they're going to be taking a very close look at Google. They're going to be taking a very close look at Amazon. They're going to take a very close look at Facebook and a very close look at Apple. And what's on their minds? antitrust violations. What's on their mind? The potential of illegal monopolies. Now, we know how big Google is, and there are some alternatives to Google, but you know how Google wants to list things or not list things. They certainly are not conservative. They're on the liberal side of things. That ought to have some of you thinking. Same thing with Facebook. They have been exposed pretty clearly about their anti-conservative views. And then you have Amazon. It used to be all the talk was Walmart closing up small businesses. Now you have Amazon, and Amazon's competing with Walmart, but you have the feds looking at them, and of course, Apple. And so the reason why I say that is the NASDAQ, which is the tech-heavy market, it dropped 1.6% and has entered into correction territory. And that means it is now closed more than 10% below its record high set last April. The S&P 500 slid 0.3%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the day just above break-even. So here are those closing numbers. Again, the Dow Jones up just a hair at 4.74, closing at 24,819. The S&P 500 off 7.61 at 27.44. And the big hit today, 120.1. That's how much the NASDAQ was off, closing at 7333.02, and again is in correction territory. I just want to not put an alarm in your thinking, but I want to tell you that today that the bond market also had a very aggressive push in people fleeing to bonds for protection, thinking that the market is about to correct and we are entering into a financial slowdown. And now what happens is when you have people flocking to the bond market, you may think that the interest rates of the 10-year, the 30-year, all of those notes that with this flock to the market, that the rates have gone up. It's just the opposite. The rates have really came down again today very significantly. And what that will have an impact on is going to be on interest rates for consumer loans, for car loans, and especially for buying a house. I think there's going to be a very significant rally in terms of the housing market over the next few weeks, because as rates get back down to the lower levels, I think many people are going to, who didn't take advantage the first time around in terms of the refinancing and all of the other situations. So I will tell you that you ought to, if you self-manage your own financial portfolio, you need to look at how diversified you are. If you deal with a financial planner, ought to be having those conversations to take a look at your portfolio. The reason is so many people have been so heavily indexed in the stock market because of the rising stock market rates. It could be time for you to put some money in cash and maybe some bonds or whatnot. But anyway, investor or trader beware going forward, because we're in some pretty uncertain times coming up, I believe. And that's also going to be a challenge for President Trump and where the economy will be starting September or October of next year, leading up to the 2020 election. All right, more of the Bill Bunkley Show coming up in just a moment. Virginia Beach. Not that large of a town. A lot of people know each other. And it's a big Navy town right next to Norfolk. And that town is having to deal with the latest massacre. Phone lines are open for you, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. More of the Bill Bunkley Show coming up in a moment. I'll be right back.
Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition, you know the...
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump and the First Lady attending a state banquet at Buckingham Palace, hosted by Queen Elizabeth. Tomorrow, the president will meet with soon-to-be-departed Prime Minister Theresa May. Congress will ship President Trump a $19.1 billion disaster aid bill, a measure that has been stalled for months now. Missouri Governor Mike Parson is touring flooded areas today in the northeast part of the state. Statewide, nearly 400 roads are closed due to flooding. A 24-year-old British mountain climber who was coming down Switzerland's famed Matterhorn has fallen to his death after a chunk of rock became loose during the descent. Construction spending unchanged in April as another decline in home construction was offset by a big gain in government spending on highways and hospitals. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed. The Dow gained 5. The Nasdaq dropped 120. This is SRN News.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
What's a president to do when the United States is being invaded and Congress refuses to do anything to stop it for political reasons? He does what President Trump has done, slap graduating tariffs on Mexico if it doesn't do more to stop the flow. Hundreds of thousands of migrants are entering America illegally each month. There are record numbers. Congress could stop it immediately by appropriating money for a wall and the hiring of more border guards. Democrats see them as future voters. Too many Republicans and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce see them as cheap labor for their donors. The big media are seeing the dark side, saying the president's action will harm the new trade agreement between Mexico, the U.S., and Canada. Uncontrolled migration, though, will harm us more. It is, as the president has said, a national security issue. This isn't about race, as some critics say. No nation can maintain its character if it doesn't control its borders. Things are out of control on our southern border, and President Trump is exercising one of his few options to do something about it. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Imagine if I told you that an earthquake was going to hit tomorrow right where you live. That it would be 6.5 in magnitude with aftershocks occurring twice 25 minutes apart. You'd no doubt talk with your loved ones and you'd make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you an earthquake will happen tomorrow. But what if it does? Shouldn't you have a plan? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're back. Bill Bunkley here. It is Monday afternoon, and As we were going off the air, we began to learn Friday evening of yet another senseless, totally unnecessary, evil ambush of innocent people. I'm not going to mention the assailant's name, only to say that the government headquarters there in downtown Virginia Beach is where, as you probably know by now, the latest workplace massacre has taken place. 12 people who had nothing to do with whatever problems going on with the shooter. 12 people. And by the way, I hope that they are all individuals who knew the Lord. That is coming from my Christian worldview. But a lot of pain and suffering to a lot of families, kids, grandkids. What we do know is earlier on Friday, this individual went in and presented his articles of resignation. He had no major discipline issues in his file, did his work satisfactorily. There are some reports that he was sometimes rough with fellow employees, but basically he resigned and there was nothing to indicate he wasn't forced out, he wasn't reprimanded. Nothing is there that has been reported yet. But the evilness that was in his heart and the evilness that you and I see just about every day, not certainly not on this level, but we all, and you know, if what I'm about to say characterizes you, then obviously you need to rethink how you process things in your life, because we see such an aggressiveness around us. We see such a proliferation of bullies. And I don't mean bullies just on a schoolyard. I think I see a lot of people practicing, you know, being a bully as they drive their cars. It's amazing to me. And I, you know, I've been there myself, and I want to say I'm not talking about that one day here and there where you wake up late, you got something going on, and you know, the truth is, no matter how much you try and rush in traffic and traffic lights, you get there about the same time. But I get it every now and then because you're accountable to be doing something and you're coming up a little bit short. But I'm talking about people who just are aggressive. Aggressive 24/7. They got to beat you out. They got to win. And I think about the money that's paid on brake pads and gasoline. I'm thinking of one yesterday of Silverado truck that just came up behind me. Dogging my tail, and I was actually getting ready to exit. I was going westbound on Bush Boulevard just before the hump at Del Mabry, and I was going to be taking a right to go on North Del Mabry to merge traffic, and so this truck was just on my tail, and I was doing the speed limit, and as soon as we got on Del Mabry, he comes swerving out behind me. And then with plenty of room ahead, you know how you can get someone to cut you off by swerving right back in front of you. Thinking that delusional about they are some sort of NASCAR, you know, rated driver. So he does this thing and swings back in, which, you know, you get your foot on the brake pedal getting ready to stop. And so the first traffic light was green already. But then he barrels down the road. And you know what I'm going to say next? He catches the next traffic light, which was, 400 yards down the road? The entrance to Old Carrollwood. So I just came up beside him, and by now he had changed lanes. And, man, he was in such a hurry, and it was one of those deals where I'm just doing the speed limit, and I just slowly come up and stop, and I just look over at him. And brave as he was, this wasn't at least someone who was going to escalate it to a road rage out of the car deal. I mean, he wouldn't even look over at me. And I just think about how many times we see that every day. You see it, I see it. We see aggressiveness a lot of times in grocery stores, you know, wanting to beat you out to the line. And I wonder if that is the sort of hot button that's inside of us. Then you think about the few people who end up escalating that senseless inside behavior. And then it manifests in things like we have seen in Virginia Beach. It is sad, but, you know, we live in a fallen world. I know for some it's an archaic world, but we live in a sinful world. We live in a world that has departed from God in many ways a long time ago. That's why I'm excited to remind you again that we have one of our editorial board members, and I would say also that I consider Dr. Moeller a friend, a good friend, in as much as he is one of our leaders in the Southern Baptist Convention. I'm a Southern Baptist, Florida Baptist. I represent them in Tallahassee. But he's president of Southern Seminary. He's also on our editorial board for Salem Media. Anyway, he's written a brand new book that I think is going to impact the culture, at least the Christian culture. It's called The Apostles' Creed. And the Apostles' Creed was a creed from a long time ago, a couple thousand years ago. But he is the latest theologian to comment on what the creed means, and that is what Christians believe in this era of 2019. But listen to the subtitle, and that'll give you a little bit of hopefully of an interest to tune in during the next hour. Discovering Authentic Christianity in an Age of Counterfeits. There's a lot of counterfeit Christians, and they don't even know they're counterfeit Christians. There's a lot of counterfeit so-called Christian churches. Now, they may be a church, they may have maybe a faith, but if they have departed from the wisdom and admonition is taught in the Bible, then they're not a Christian church. They're a counterfeit church. They ought to just call themselves, you know, group of believers and be honest. Well, we believe some of the things that God said. We don't believe all of them. And be honest about it and go on and let people know, okay, you're going to be trusting human beings to make your faithful theological decisions, or you're going to go to the source. And in today's world, you know, very frustrating because the world will argue there's no absolute truth. That is one of the largest lies being perpetrated in this country. There is absolute truth. Pick up the Bible, read it from Genesis to Revelation, and just about every situation you find yourself in, the Bible will lead you to the truth. And that's what we believe. But anyway, that's coming up in the second hour. I think you will really, really enjoy that. Okay, a couple other things. Did you notice what happened this weekend? Part of what's happening with the slowdown and part of what's happening with OPEC trying to raise prices, and it's not, and we in America being independent in terms of our energy, looks like that Tampa Bay gas dropped another 4 cents over the last week. And I think I filled up at $2.34 in one of our vehicles on Sunday. $2.34 and that is coming down. So that is good news. And again, just to tell you that I shop at Sam's Club and take advantage of the discounts, et cetera, et cetera. And that's the advertised price. And most of you know that if you shop at Sam's Club with the Sam's Club credit card, you get 5% off your gas purchases. And so that ends up being another 5 cents. So in actuality, I paid $2.29 net when I get that back once a year. Also, you might have heard this morning that we had a neighborhood near the Florida State Fair that had to be quarantined this morning. NewsWatch H is reporting that residents near Chelsea Street, just off I-275, almost catty corner to the Seminole Indian Gambling facility, were told to shelter in place. Apparently, the Florida Chemical Supply at 6810 Chelsea Street, there was a spill of about 20 or 25 gallons of hydrofluoric acid, I was right the first time, was spilled into the surface of the company's parking lot, and this chemical can cause very severe injuries when in contact with the skin or to be inhaled, and that's why they kept them inside. So within a quarter mile of the scene, they asked folks to stay in their door inside. Two residents either didn't get the word or went outside, and they had to be taken to the hospital, as well as one of the hazmat workers. He or she had heat exhaustion. 1 o'clock, that was all lifted this afternoon. So we did not lead with that story because of what was happening. Now, coming up in a moment, you know that Boeing has had some issues with their new MAX 737. Well, guess what? The BBC is now reporting that there might be some problems with some other 737s. And they are the 737s that are in service with our major airlines. Coming up in a moment, I want to share with you that story. Not to make you necessarily unnervous, but you really do need to know about it. And whether or not how extensive this story becomes and how it may or may not affect summer travel, we'll be waiting to see how that unfolds during the summer. But as always, our phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. I'm Bill Bunkley. Going to take a break in just a moment, reminding you that you can always give us a comment or suggestion for the show by emailing us at afternoons@letstalkfaith.com. That's afternoons@letstalkfaith.com. Your input and suggestions are always important to us. More of the Bill Bunkley Show coming up in a moment with a warning about 737 commercial jets.
So, along with everything else you have to do day-to-day running your business, you're trying to manage your digital marketing and social media. It's a lot of heavy lifting. How can you compete? You need some help from Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at SurroundTampa.com. SurroundTampa.com. Connecting you with new customers.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. The big news coming out of the Supreme Court on abortion had as much or more to do with the decision that they let stand as much as the decision that they overturned. The court decided not to take up the question on appeal of an Indiana law that made abortion illegal if it were sought merely for reasons of sex selection or disability. We should pay very close attention to the brilliant concurring opinion of Justice Thomas. He made very clear that this issue will be back. In his words, quote, "The court's decision to allow further percolation should not be interpreted as agreement with the decisions. Enshrining a constitutional right to an abortion based solely on the race, sex, or disability of an unborn child would constitutionalize the views of the 20th century eugenics movement," end quote. In other words, Justice Thomas said, the issue will come back to the court. It must come back to the court. I'm Albert Mohler.
The Pepperdine School of Public Policy, America's unique graduate leadership degree. Apply by June 15th for fall classes.
We think people are abnormal if they are different from us. The truth is, you and I have never seen a perfect person. It was Edith Schaefer, wife of the late Christian theologian Francis Schaefer, who said that terms like abnormal and retarded apply to all human beings because we have all fallen short of the glory of God, and none of us is perfect. All of us are in need of God's grace and help. Thankfully, we have a written record in the New Testament of humanity's only perfect person, Jesus Christ. Instead of looking in the mirror for perfection, look first to God's Word. And this is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's perfection on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the Word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66. Start your journey home today.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. And within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com. Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Results will vary depending on your PC software and other factors.
Hey, Florida, have you recently heard this or this? Then you need to hear this.
Auto Glass America.
They're the best in the biz. Just one call, and they'll come and quickly fix your windshield for free. And guess what? They'll buy back your old windshield for cash on the spot. They offer a lifetime warranty. So when you hear this, call Auto Glass America at 813-96-GLASS. Full coverage insurance required.
Auto Glass America.
We're back. Bill Bunkley here, 877-943-9673. Is airline travel in your immediate future? Now, I want to tell you that I don't think that you're going to be at risk, but you do need to be aware. And for those of you who want to ask some questions before you board a jetliner, you need to be aware of the following information. The BBC, the British News Broadcasting Company, broke a story about 4 hours ago, and it has to do with Boeing again. Now listen very, very carefully. It's breaking news that Boeing has identified possibly faulty parts on more than 300 Boeing aircraft worldwide. These parts, they are called wing slats. A wing slap helps to reduce drag on takeoff and when a plane lands. They discovered this as they are going over the entire MAX 737, the new Boeing 737 jetliner. And in doing so, they have discovered that this issue is an issue on some of their pre-MAX 737s. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, added that the issue arose due to an improper manufacturing process. That means they have found some defective parts. Now, a defective part came probably from a manufacturer, and you know they're constantly doing maintenance on planes, and there are some things that routinely after X amount of hours are changed out, and so this is where this has been discovered. The president and chief executive officer of Boeing Commercial Airplanes, Kevin McAllister, said in a statement, "We are committed to supporting our customers in every way possible as they identify and replace these potentially non-conforming tracks," quote unquote. Boeing chairman and chief executive Dennis Muilenburg told CNBC the company was dealing with the issue expeditiously, adding, "Certainly it is something we regret the impact it has had on our customers." Anytime there's news on the 737, is something that goes to the top of our list, we're paying close attention to it. Well, the news of the potentially faulty wing parts prompted another 1.6% fall in Boeing's share price at the start of trading today and comes as the airplane maker grapples with the consequences of the 737 MAX grounding. There was 346 people who have died in two crashes of the MAX 737, Indonesia and Ethiopia. That I got to tell you, this isn't just squaring on Boeing. It's also squaring on the FAA and their inspection process that is ongoing with the airplanes. Wow. A company that's had such a good track record. There's going to be plane crashes, but a company that certainly can't get out of its own way here in the last few weeks with the fact that there was a flaw on the 737 MAX. I believe we still have more to learn about the deficiencies in what Boeing should have been doing. But nonetheless, I would imagine that there is a part number on this wing part, and that part number identify. I don't know whether there's more than one manufacturer, that they may have more than one supplier, but nonetheless, today, most of all of these parts are stamped with identification numbers so they can be tracked. So it should not be that huge of a process, especially by either looking at the logbooks as to what part that was replaced as part of maintenance on these planes, and they're going to have to ground those planes until they get that part replaced with one that does not have the alleged defect. Well, that'll wrap up our first hour of the Bill Bunkley Show, and again, we're going to have Dr. Albert Moeller, my guest, during the second hour, talking about the Apostles' Creed. We'll talk about that, and quite frankly, I want to share something with you. Are you ready for your next bend in the road? Are you ready for that next phone call that could change your plan forever? How would you react to that phone call when that phone call comes in? All that and more is coming up in the second hour of the Bill Bunkley Show, reminding you that our phone lines will be open at 877-943-9673, 877-943-9673. And just reminding those of you that are leaving us on our biz channel and on the answer stations, we anticipate having some, quite frankly, very, very emotional and very informative interviews by some folks in the next few days leading up to Thursday's 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion about their eyewitness accounts. So you can follow me over to AM 57910 now for the Bill Bunkley Show. If not, I'll see the rest of you tomorrow at 4.
Have you ever doubted God's love or questioned whether you're truly saved? Hi, I'm Andrew Farley, author of Twisted Scripture, Untangling 45 Lies Christians Have Been Told. Visit this station's website to download my free guide to your new identity in Christ. Then enter for a chance to win a VIP trip to Dallas this fall.
Download your free guide and enter to win a trip to Dallas at letstalkfaith.com. Letstalkfaith.com.
Travel Cats has put together an incredible Mediterranean adventure just for you. Explore the same streets in Greece and Turkey the Apostle Paul walked as he spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, or sail the Mediterranean surrounding the Greek islands in Turkey. These are the most sought-after journeys in the Eastern Mediterranean. Book with Travel Cats at 352-277-7300 or go to travelcats.com. That's 352-277-7300. Or book today at travelcats.com. That's cats with a K. Travelcats.com.
Faith Talk 570 WTBN Pinellas Park. Online at letstalkfaith.com. A service of the Salem Media Group.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. At a state dinner at Buckingham Palace this evening honoring President Trump and the United States, Queen Elizabeth II paid tribute to American and British soldiers who participated in D-Day nearly 75 years ago.
Mr. President, in your State of the Union address this year, you paid tribute to some of the American heroes who risked their lives. And we owe an immeasurable debt to the British, American, and Allied soldiers who began the liberation of Europe on the 6th of June, 1944.
Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says he hopes President Trump will enjoy his visit to Britain.
We're going to put on a fantastic show for him this week because America's our closest ally, and we want to celebrate an amazing partnership between our two countries.
There was another violent weekend in Chicago with some 52 people shot, 10 of them fatally. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says that while police are working overtime and trying different strategies, the key will be to start holding gun offenders accountable.
We know who a lot of these people are. And how do we know that? Because we keep arresting them over and over and over and over and over again. And it's just a vicious cycle. So until we hold violent offenders accountable the way that they should be, we're going to continue to see this.
Johnson ordered targeted patrols in certain areas in response to several gang-related incidents since Friday. City employees in Virginia Beach, Virginia, have been told they'll stick together and recover from Friday's deadly shooting as a family. A Parks Department supervisor says that message came from City Manager David Hansen as hundreds of employees gathered at a convention center 3 days after the shooting in a municipal building left 12 people dead. Officials say Dwayne Craddock opened fire after sending a resignation email. They say his email didn't give any hint of the coming violence. A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow is up by five, but the Nasdaq plunged 120. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Okay, first time we read this commercial, he got one, so I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home? Piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds, so it'll even hold me. They've got a lifetime warranty, and the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a $1 million office. And it's your office.
We got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. Lifetime warranty, scratch-resistant, stylish, Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order them direct at Vitraza.com/life. That's V as in value, I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A, Vitraza.com/life. You'll want to remember that website. There's a discount code waiting for you for 10% off, only at Vitraza.com/life.
The Food and Drug Administration has announced a new project that will help cancer patients get experimental drugs.
It's called Project Facilitate. Dr. Richard Pazder at the FDA is leading the effort. He says what it does
is offer a concierge service to physicians that are requesting drugs that fall under the program. In other words, unapproved drugs.
The FDA becomes the middleman and speeds up the process. Nancy Goodman begged 8 companies to let her young son try experimental medicines for a brain tumor that ultimately killed him.
Maybe they wouldn't have worked, but he never got the chance.
It's too late for Nancy Goodman, but Project Facilitate is moving forward.
What the FDA is doing is, it's a really heroic step.
The project only involves drugs for cancer and not other diseases. I'm Ed Donahue.
The program is designed to help patients with immediate life-threatening or serious illnesses who don't qualify for clinical trials. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. South Korea's leading company weathers slowing demand and the impact of trade clashes between Washington and Beijing.
During a weekend meeting with top Samsung executives, Lee called for unwavering focus on long-term fundamental leadership and technology. He also reaffirmed plans to invest $112 billion to strengthen the company's presence in the non-memory chip market. The company saw its operating profit during the last quarter drop more than 60% from a year earlier because of falling chip prices and sluggish demands for display panels.
Correspondent Jeremy Haas reporting, Samsung is the world's biggest maker of memory chips and smartphones, strong both in components and finished products. The century-old flower company FTT is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection following a rough Valentine's Day and will break the business into pieces. Originally called the Florist Telegraph Delivery Association, FTD has failed to turn a profit in 4 years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open in Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around you, or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Bill Bunkley Show. Delighted to have you along the way. And today, we've got a special treat because we're going to be talking about what you believe. What do you really believe? And how does what you believe match up with Scripture? Hey, coming along at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Albert Moeller, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, and also a member of our Salem Media Editorial Board, and you just heard him commenting a few minutes ago on the latest Supreme Court decision. Dr. Albert Moeller, Jr. will be joining me to talk about his new book that I am very highly recommending. It's a book I read over the Memorial Day weekend called The Apostles' Creed. And listen to this, Discovering Authentic Christianity. How often have you heard me say that through the years? Authentic Christianity in an age of counterfeits. That's right, counterfeits. Counterfeit Christianity. Heretics that dot the landscape here in America, heresy that is part of the culture. Now, in a moment, I want to really talk about, are you ready for the next bend in the road of your life? Are you ready for that next phone call that rocks your world? We'll get that in just a moment, but I want to get you thinking about something also for our interview with Dr. Moeller. Christian, what do you believe? What do you really believe? How much of it do you really believe? The Apostles' Creed has shaped and guided Christian faith for almost 2,000 years. Few documents in the history of the church have similar influence on the life of ordinary believers. The Apostles' Creed is perhaps the most compelling and formidable statement of Christian doctrine the world has ever known. But do we know what it really means? Do you know what it really means? Do we know how it applies to us today? Do you know how it applies to you today? Let me just share the Apostles' Creed. And it gets you thinking about, are you an authentic Christian going to an authentic Christian Orthodox church or congregation? Or could it be that you are attending a counterfeit Christian congregation, how controversial that may seem? Well, what is the mark of a Christian, a true Christian? What is the true mark of his church in America today? Let me read the Apostles' Creed. And let me ask you if you agree and believe with every subject in this creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. And now I'm going to add, I believe, to each phrase. I believe who was conceived of the Holy Spirit. I believe was born of the Virgin Mary. I believe suffered under Pontius Pilate. I believe he was crucified, dead, and buried. I believe he descended into hell. I believe the third day he arose again from the dead. I believe Jesus ascended into heaven. I believe Jesus sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. I believe when he shall come again to judge the quick and the dead. Quick means living, the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church. Now, before you get alarmed and not familiar, Catholic does not mean the Catholic Church today. Catholic, when this was written, meant the universal church. Did not mean the Catholic Church. I believe in the Holy Universal Church. I believe in the communion of the saints. I believe in the forgiveness of sins. I believe in the resurrection of the body. I believe in the life everlasting. Amen. There's a lot to drill down on and in after you accept the Lord as your personal Savior. And he saves you at that point. But later today, we're going to have this discussion. And for those that have a cafeteria or a buffet style of faith, we'll talk about that as well. Because I believe, and Dr. Moeller will back this up, I'm sure, that those of you who pick and choose what you want to believe out of the Scripture, you do that at great peril. Because from Genesis to Revelation, we believe that is the Holy Spirit inspired Word of God, and that every aspect of the Bible is sacred and is to be followed and is part of the creed of an Orthodox, authentic Christian and an authentic Orthodox Christian congregation. So we'll have that for you later. Wonderful read for a new Christian that you may have led to the Lord. And maybe you have started that new Christian in the book of John. And after he or she finishes the book of John, I can tell you that the Apostles' Creed would be a great gift for them in understanding the next steps to learn about God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, his son Jesus, and the third part of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. To be able to begin that journey. Also, if you're a veteran Christian and you've sort of gotten away from the holiness of the Word, a great read for you as well. And Dr. Moeller drills down in a contemporary sense not in heavy-duty theological language, but in language that you and I can both relate to. That's coming up a little bit later on, just past the bottom half of the hour. I was going to talk about Jerusalem Day celebration and the fact that over the weekend Syria tried to launch some rockets into northern Israel that fell in the Golan Heights, and Israel retaliated. But, you know, earlier today I got some news and the Holy Spirit just has redirected me. So I want to talk a little bit about where the rubber meets the road with you this afternoon. I've experienced it, and I'm walking it right now. You've heard me talk about when the bends in the road come upon us. Every one of you listening today, you may have a testimony already, but I will tell you that the bends in the road, they come and they go. Some are much more deeper, serious, and personal than others. But I want to tell you that you're going to have a bend in the road. And it may, in fact, catch you by surprise. And the reason why I switched today's show was a very good friend who was preparing to have surgery on one part of their body was doing some preliminary tests. And one of the tests came back with, quite frankly, a spot on their lungs. So that halted the procedure that was supposed to be coming up. And so all attention was on a spot that I believe wasn't there in a same imaging test a year or two ago. So in a matter of hours or a day or so, my friend went in, had a discussion with the appropriate physicians, and the fact that they were going to take a piece of that spot and do the analysis to see what it is, what it was. Nothing. False image, or was it something benign, or was it cancerous? Well, today I got an email shortly after the lunch hour, I believe is when I saw it, that I got a heads up that the results were back and that it's cancerous. Now, I know you're busy this afternoon. I know you're busy with the kids. They're off from school. You're busy at work. You're driving around. You're paying attention to traffic. Boy, there are so many things that we have to deal with, and legitimately so. But I had my bend in the road, and my road is still bending back and forth with me not able to see what's around some of the next corners with my leukemia situation. Praise the Lord that after my leukemia transplant, I certainly have had issues, going to have some more issues. But I am sternly moving forward, believing that what God has allowed in my life is for His glory. And I just want to be humbly open to His word, His voice, His Holy Spirit. I don't want to miss a thing, because there is a reason for my journey and my bend in the road. Well, my good friend who has certainly walked through my situation in a very close way, well, got that news today. And I couldn't help but think and pray for him and had some thoughts for him about where God is in all of his situation. And it's universal to anybody who gets a call like that. Also this weekend, dealt with the death of a very close friend, Al Luciano Alfonso, just shy of, I believe, 96 years of age. Probably my number one conservative, social conservative, Christian, my number one cheerleader of my radio ministry. And after what I will just say is just old age, passed away last week, and we had a memorial service this weekend. And even yesterday, we had the graveside service, just looking at his son's big family, the Alfonso family, looking at his two sons, children, grandchildren. I mean, his legacy, his family could really fill a small church. It was like a presidential entourage when they entered in memorial service Saturday and the graveside was yesterday. But there again, bend in the road. A loving patriarch who, by the way, I'm delighted he's in heaven. He's gone to be with his precious wife. I know that they have reacquainted, and he loved the Lord Jesus so much. So it's a celebration indeed, but it's also an adjustment and a loss. It's a bend in the road. I'm going to take a break, and then I'll have a few more things to talk about. Where is God when the bend in the road arrives? And are you really prepared for the next change in plans? Do you have enough time in your schedule to deal with a change in plans? Phone lines are open, 877-943-9673. Some thoughts about God in the midst of a call saying you have cancer, a call saying your mom or dad, your sister or brother has passed away. The boss calling you in and saying, hey, I'm sorry, we're downsizing, or we automated with robots, your position is no longer wanted. You find out that a spouse has been cheating on you. You're having a hard time because your kids have rebelled. And, well, I tell you what, bends in the road. How do we react, and where is God in all of that? I'm Bill Bunkley, 877-943-9673. I'll be right back.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-340-5765. 1-800-340-5765. That's 1-800-340-5765.
Sometimes it may feel like the troubles of the world are pulling us down. When that happens, we should pick ourselves back up with the power of God's love. Godvine.com makes it easy to brighten even the darkest day with uplifting and inspiring videos and stories chosen especially for you to lift you up and strengthen you in your walk with Jesus. From powerful stories of healing, miracles, and angels to heartwarming videos of love, surprises, and joy to cute and funny videos that'll have you laughing out loud, Godvine has just what you need. for the best uplifting videos filled with joy, hope, and love to brighten your day. Join millions of Christians from around the world who watch and share Godvine videos each day. For a happier day right away, visit us at Godvine.com. Godvine.com. That's Godvine.com.
Law, liberty, justice. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm a juvenile probation officer, and part of my job is to provide individual and group counseling to the kids. And I've been reprimanded over the past because I've dealt with kids with, you know, whether it be homosexuality or... And I've been placed on administrative leave after, you know, two previous reprimands.
Here's the situation when you're when an individual's in incarceration. First of all, most of the facilities for juveniles as well as for adults have chaplains, and it's usually the role of the chaplain to handle the spiritual needs of the individuals that are being incarcerated. If it comes up in normal conversation, it's generally not a problem. If it's seem to be evangelistic in nature, it can become more difficult. What we've got to do in your situation is really take a look at the individual facts of the case. I'm going to get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice. We need to get a good look at the individual facts of a case to make a determination.
Find out more at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
It's getting harder and harder to make sense out of today's headlines. To stay on top of breaking world and national news with a Christian worldview and a faith-based perspective on what it means, turn to ChristianHeadlines.com. Log on to ChristianHeadlines.com for the very latest news, and then sign up for our free daily newsletter to stay one step ahead of what's happening. Get out of the mainstream media rut with top news and positive headlines every day with ChristianHeadlines.com.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here. Coming up in just a few moments, Dr. Albert Mohler will be here talking about his new book, The Apostles' Creed. I'm highly recommending Discovery Authentic Christianity in an Age of Counterfeits. Well, got a few moments before we have our conversation with Dr. Mohler, and so I wanted to just share with you a little bit. You know, when the storms come along, remember that storms come. Storms wreak havoc, and then they leave. They depart. And so as I'm just now receiving a text from my wife, learning that one of the individuals in my Bible fellowship class had a dad who just passed away. Now, it was, it was not an unexpected event, but still, here we go again. And as we are talking about the storms that come our way, as we consider that this afternoon, consider that, number one, when you have that bend in the road, God has a purpose. It's hard to see, especially in big tragedies. There is a purpose that's going to come out of Virginia Beach of those 12 assassinated folks. God will use it. There is a purpose for you if you've been diagnosed with a disease. You now have a platform among your friends and acquaintances. You have a testimony to give if you have that testimony of God's goodness, how he's standing with you, how he has a purpose, and that you have an opportunity to glorify him in all things. You can glorify him when you lose your job. You can glorify him when you lose a mom or dad. The point I want to just make is, there is preparation that you can do now to study, to understand what God's purposes is when you have those bends in the road. Also want to recommend Dr. David Jeremiah's book that's been very, very important to me these last 14, 15 months. When Your World Falls Apart, Seeing Past the Pain of the Present. Again, great read. Get it from Amazon. When Your World Falls Apart, Seeing Past the Pain of the Present by Dr. David Jeremiah. We'll have more to talk about in the days ahead, but next, such a very important conversation. What do you believe? And what are you required to believe to be an authentic Christian? That conversation with Dr. Moeller coming up next on The Bill Bunkley Show.
On every voice, my hope is built on nothing less.
W262 CP, Bayonet Point.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump and the First Lady attending a state banquet at Buckingham Palace, hosted by Queen Elizabeth. Tomorrow, the president will meet with soon-to-be-departed Prime Minister Theresa May. Congress will ship President Trump a $19.1 billion disaster aid bill, a measure that has been stalled for months now. Missouri Governor Mike Parson is touring flooded areas today in the northeast part of the state. Statewide, nearly 400 roads are closed due to flooding. A 24-year-old British mountain climber who was coming down Switzerland's famed Matterhorn has fallen to his death after a chunk of rock became loose during the descent. Construction spending unchanged in April as another decline in home construction was offset by a big gain in government spending on highways and hospitals. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed. The Dow gained 5. The Nasdaq dropped 120. This is SRN News.
This is a special alert for Americans who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes. Get ready for a toll-free hotline number. Call and get free information on how to take advantage of new initiatives that could significantly reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. Call Stop IRS Debt today at 800-893-8907. Learn how you can stop collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments all by using a proven A-plus BBB-rated tax system that negotiates with the IRS for you. If you haven't filed returns in years or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get tax relief. The government is ready to work out a generous program that can resolve your tax debt quickly. Be warned, this situation won't last forever and your tax debt will only get worse if you don't act now. Do not try to handle it yourself. Call Stop IRS Debt now for free information. 800-893-8907. That's 800-893-8907. 800-893-8907.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? Taking vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aquapowders is the best way to get vitamin C. Aquapowders vitamin C is delicious when added to water and provides you with 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C to boost your immune system and increase your energy. Transform your water into wellness with Aquapowders vitamin C, available at Amazon. That's Aquapowders with a Z, available at Amazon.
Looking for more than just a job? Searching for a career path with a higher calling? With a company who wants you for your life skills as well as your job skills? Find a career you can believe in. Find your true calling at ChristianJobs.com. ChristianJobs.com is the largest Christian employment website with thousands of job listings in the Christian sector. Get connected with outstanding employers that share your values and understand there's more to you than what's in your resume.
I've always wanted to focus my energies in the Christian community because, to me, having a career means more than just a paycheck. ChristianJobs.com allowed me to apply all my skills in a meaningful way.
Find your true dream job today at ChristianJobs.com.
I found not only my dream job, but my calling at ChristianJobs.com.
Once you see the long list of quality job opportunities available, you'll never settle for just a job again. Visit ChristianJobs.com, ChristianJobs.com.
Thanks for listening today to Faith Talk. We'd like to introduce you to a new radio program, The Living Word with Pastor Danny Hodges of Calvary Chapel Fellowship. Each weekday, Pastor Danny will walk you through the scriptures, verse by verse, passionately sharing the truth and hope of the gospel for a lost and dying world. Find out more at ccfstpete.church.
The Living Word with Danny Hodges, weekdays at 10:30 a.m. on Faith Talk, AM 570, 910, and at letstalkfaith.com.
Hi, I'm Tony Dungy. Being an all-pro dad is the greatest thing a man can do. But there's one kind of all-pro dad who stands above them all, and that's a foster dad. There's no greater hero than the man who steps up to foster a child. Totally unselfish, totally extraordinary. Only 6 in 10,000 will step up to help a child with no home. Put yourself to this test. Are you willing to take a step toward being a truly great man? Learn more.
For the four joys of fostering, go to allprodad.com.
You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Well, welcome back. Bill Bunkley here. And this is an interview I have been looking forward to for quite some time, since I first heard about his brand new book, The Apostles' Creed, and had a chance to read it cover to cover over Memorial Day weekend. And I tell you what, sit up and listen, because I think this is going to be a great tool for those of you who are in the process of discipling a fresh Christian. And it's also a very, very good tool for those of you who have been veteran Christians, and it's a good reset by my next guest, Dr. Albert Moeller, in terms of what we believe and what we should be having in the forefront of our mind, especially in the culture that we have today. Well, Dr. Moeller is a theologian and ordained minister, having served as pastor and staff minister of several Southern Baptist churches. He came to the presidency of Southern Seminary from the services editor of the Christian Index, the oldest of the state papers serving the Southern Baptist Convention. I want to tell you, we're very proud of Dr. Moeller because he's a long-standing member of our Salem Medium editorial board, and on a routine basis, you get to hear his comments right here on Salem Radio. He's a Lakeland, he's a native of ours right here in Central Florida, of Lakeland, Florida. He was a faculty scholar at Florida Atlantic University before receiving his bachelorate from Sanford University in Birmingham, Alabama. He has a Master's of Divinity degree and Doctorate of Philosophy in Systematic and Historical Theology from his, well, alma mater and his school, Southern Seminary. He's been recognized by such influential publications as Time and Christianity Today. He is a leader among American evangelicals. Time magazine, in fact, called him the reigning intellectual of the evangelical movement in the U.S. Dr. Moeller, as always, it's good to have you back with us on the Bill Bunkley Show.
Bill, it's great to be with you. It's great to be with my friends in Central Florida, and especially good to be in conversation with you.
Well, I think this is such a very, very important work. And let me just ask you a basic question, because we always have some seekers. We may have some folks that may not know what the Apostles' Creed is all about. But your new book, The Apostles' Creed, Discovering Authentic Christianity in an Age of Counterfeits. What was the Apostles' Creed, and why is it still very relevant today?
Well, the need for the Apostles' Creed is what you find in the New Testament, where we're told to continue in the Apostles' doctrine. That's a command to Christians. So we have to know what that is. And clearly our sole final authority is the Bible itself. But we have to have a summary of what the Apostles taught. And so very early in the history of the church, that summary appeared. And it appeared with the understanding that this is Christianity. Any violation of this is not Christianity. And, you know, one of the problems of the early church was defending true Christianity in an age of counterfeits. Well, we're in another age of counterfeits right now. We've got to make very clear what is authentic Christianity and continue in the Apostles' doctrine. And so looking to the Apostles' Creed that emerged so early in the Christian church is a way of understanding that.
And, of course, the Creed is a set of declarations of what we believe. But, Dr. Moeller, in our culture today, The term "I am a Christian" is certainly a very loose term today, but in reality, in our world today, and it's not necessarily new, but we certainly have an epidemic of a buffet style sort of picking and choosing what a person will abide by in the Holy Scriptures and what they won't abide by. But you ask a very important question in the jacket of your book. What do you believe? Why is that an urgent question for all of us today?
Well, you know, the centrality of belief to Christianity is traceable directly to Christ. You know, the most famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." The question is, what is it that we must believe to be saved? And what is it that we must believe? What truths must be believed for us to be Christians? How do you detect a true Christian church from a false church? How do you tell a true preacher from a false preacher? You know, those were issues right in the New Testament. And that's why you have the language we're using about false teachers and those who teach false doctrine. I mean, that's from the New Testament. So our need right now is even more acute. We're in an age, as you say, where it's not just so many different rival religious groups claiming to be Christianity, but you've got individuals claiming that they are their own church, effectively. It reminds me of a Robert Whitnell study that took place years ago, in which he named an entire part of his study Sheilaism. And it was because he interviewed a woman named Sheila, and her entire belief system was by her own bragging, what she put together. So there's a new religion for you, Sheilaism. But there are millions and millions of Americans who you just insert their name. That's their true religion.
You listen to the voice of Dr. Albert Moeller, president of Southern Seminary of the Southern Baptist Convention. And today we're talking about a book I'm highly recommending, The Apostles' Creed, Discovering Authentic Christianity in an Age of Counterfeits. When I look at the Apostles' Creed, Dr. Moeller, as we are out there fellowshipping with a lot of folks where you had just pointed out, we really need to know what their places of worship, what is their theological position, as well as individuals. But it seems to me that this is a very good reset. When I say reset, other theologians have commented on the Apostles' Creed down through the ages. But your work with readdressing it, you know, it seems that many people believe, okay, I'll believe in Jesus and I'll keep doing my lifestyle. No. The Apostles' Creed really points out some non-negotiable elements of what we must believe if we are going to be true Orthodox Christians. Talk about that, because that's a subject that's kind of thorny in today's culture.
Well, absolutely. But Christianity is not a mood. You know, it's not a sentiment. We obviously have sentiments, our love for Christ. But it's based upon knowing who Christ is and certain definite doctrines concerning Christ. You know, I think of a passage like 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where Paul says, "I delivered unto you what I also received as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that God raised him from the dead, according to the Scriptures." So Paul says, you got to start with those two beliefs. And the Apostles' Creed was the way the church summarized the doctrines that are essential to Christianity. Every church believes, and every Christian believes, more than is in the Apostles' Creed. But the point is that there's no true church and there's no true Christian who believes less than the Apostles' Creed. You know, it's also, Bill, important to understand that the Apostles' Creed is narrative. It tells a story. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit. You know, it tells the story of Christ. That's why it's been so important to Christians throughout the centuries. It tells the biblical story. It summarizes the faith succinctly.
And Dr. Moeller, I want to follow up with that, because I really want our listeners to get an idea, because in your book, not only do of course, you have the entire Apostles' Creed right there in the beginning of your work. But then you drill down on each and every aspect. And I can tell you that having been a Christian for, decades myself, I'm totally in line with the belief system. But just even as a veteran Christian, there are things that had me thinking about going a little bit deeper. I want to share something, and this is just for our listening audience. It's a little bit long, but Dr. Moore, I want you to comment after I lay this out here. If we don't believe, and the idea is, if we don't believe God created heaven and earth, if we don't believe that Jesus is his only son, if we don't believe that Jesus is Lord, if we don't believe that Jesus was conceived with the Holy Spirit and born to Mary, that he created two genders, man and woman, believe that he is the only way to be saved and to inherit eternal life in heaven, believe that he was crucified, buried, and arose from the dead, believe he ascended into heaven and now sits at the right hand of God, among other non-negotiable truths, not only in Apostles' Creed, but in the Bible. I mean, can a person really legitimately call themselves a Christian, a Christ follower, Dr. Moeller, or are they sort of claiming without even realizing a counterfeit Christianity?
They are indeed doing what you allege. They're just creating a religion and calling it Christianity, but it's really not, because there is no Christianity according to Scripture without those essential truths. And, you know, this is what the apostles taught, because this is what Jesus revealed about himself. And, you know, the early church had to make this really clear, because there were heresies and false counterfeit Christianities all around. And so this is why they came up with what they called the rule of faith, you know, rule meaning the measure. You put a ruler down and you say, this really is 6 inches long. It's not 6 inches long. There's a rule. And so the creed was the rule. If you believe this, you're a Christian. If you don't believe this, you're not a Christian. And it really is as simple as that. And I think you put your finger on the fact that there is so much resistance in the modern age to the fact that we have to believe anything in order to be a Christian. But Christianity begins with belief, and certain definite beliefs.
And Dr. Moeller, when we talk about truth, today we live, our kids are being raised in an era of secular schools and secular universities. You know, there's no absolute truth. Everything can be truth, your truth and my truth. Talk about how insidious, and talk about how Satan, several years back, started sort of implementing, I believe, this false truth, because what this really is an attack on the Bible. It's an attack on Scripture, because those of us who understand or are practicing Orthodox Christians, we know that all truth is in the Bible. All truth is in the Scripture. We can find a solution for whatever challenge that faces us. Talk about the fact that this whole idea about everything is truth is really a veiled attack on not only the God, the Father, the Holy Spirit, but on the Christian faith.
You know, when you look at the storyline of Scripture, as it begins to unfold, what God reveals in his Word, one of the first things we come to in Genesis chapter 3 is the serpent asking about God's Word, hath God said? In other words, did God really say that? Do you really have to believe that? So isn't it interesting that the very first temptation came in the form of doubting God's Word, doubting those truths that God had established? So we can hardly be surprised now. We're living in an age in which everyone around us seems to be saying, did God really say that? Do you really have to believe that? Do you really have to obey that? You know, I find many Christians are shocked by the Great Commission. They're at the end of the Gospel of Matthew. They think it means go into all the world and make Christians, make converts. Well, it does mean that, but we need to remember Jesus said, make disciples, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. So Jesus himself made very clear, Christian comes with commanded beliefs. And so we have so many people wanting this feel-good Christianity without any kind of substance. That is, as one of the church fathers said, wanting a body without a skeleton. It becomes not workable. It's just a mass of nothing.
I want to remind you that we're talking with Dr. Albert Moeller, president of Southern Seminary, the Southern Baptist Convention. We're talking about his new book, The Apostles' Creed, Discovering Authentic Christianity in an Age of Counterfeits. I want to remind you, you can go to Amazon.com right now. You can order the book, and if you are Prime with Amazon, you can get your copy in probably a couple of days in most areas. Also, if you want to hook up with Dr. Moeller, and I tell you what, he has a daily briefing. It's part of my morning of preparation and other support articles. Go to albertmoeller.com. That's albertmoeller.com. That's albertmoeller.com. When we look at your work, and someone may be looking at it and saying, wow, I didn't realize I had all of this that I had to conform to. Now, I know your motive, Dr. Moeller. Your motive is not to separate people or to alienate people, but God's word is God's word. And so talk a little bit as someone would be reading through this. And the idea is they're not, say, militant against it, but in some of these areas, there's just going to have to be some processing with folks. But the whole idea is to understand that in our daily walk in life of sanctification, this is the place that we need to be or heading. Talk about that.
You know, I have a very good friend who's an incredibly faithful pastor. He grew up taken by his parents to a very liberal mainline Protestant church where there was no gospel preached. But the church recited together the Apostles' Creed every Sunday morning. And as a 16-year-old boy, my friend listened to the church confessing the creed. And he just was there Sunday by Sunday. So he started thinking about every one of the statements. I believe in God the Father. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. He went all the way down through the entirety of the creed. And then he realized, one, this is what Christianity is. It's all in the Bible. And then number two, I believe this. I'm a Christian. And, that's something that just gives me incredible hope, that people even reading a book about what Christians have always believed, that they would come to know that's exactly what Christians believe.
Yes.
And I believe it's true. I'm a Christian. So I actually had not only a theological agenda in writing this book and hope to strengthen the church, I had an evangelistic hope in this book, that people will read this and say, that is exactly what Christianity is. I believe it. I'm a Christian.
And I want to tell you that a lot of times that when we share the gospel, someone comes to the Lord, oftentimes maybe the book of John is the first book that we suggest that a new convert read. And I'm not suggesting that the Apostles' Creed, the book we're talking about today, is what you want to give on day three. But once they have a few weeks into it and they're understanding and they want to know more, this is an absolute great overview as an introduction. And the other part of the spectrum is, if you have not, if you are into your routine as a veteran Christian, day in and day out, I'm going to recommend that you pick up your copy of the Apostles' Creed, because it is just a good, short, and just what the apostles intended, and what Dr. Moeller clearly edifies in our culture today to understand that bridge over a couple thousand years. But it really gives us the short sort of executive summary of the key non-negotiables that we need to understand, and for our own growth and for the Holy Spirit to just absolutely be able to develop us, it is something that is very valuable to a veteran Christian. Dr. Moeller, before we let you go, want to switch gears totally. In just a few days, Southern Baptist will be descending on Birmingham, Alabama for their annual meeting. And I know that you are key to this denomination, and it's my denomination. And I know that we've got a couple of things that are going to be facing the convention. So I wanted to ask you, the convention is going to be dealing with some cooperating churches that haven't been forthcoming in the area of abuse, and race is still a question that probably is going to be two of the topics. Any thoughts about that as you're moving forward, about the counsel you would give to our Southern Baptist and our Southern Baptist leaders?
Yeah, thank you, Bill. You know, I'm thankful to be a part of a denomination that actually is dealing with these things. I think that's a sign of health, not a sign of unhealth. Southern Baptists get together, meet once a year to look to our denomination and what's entrusted to us. And if you think about the issues that you just mentioned, they're amongst the number one issues that we know we have to address. And the issue of sex abuse is just something that that we have to deal with in the most responsible and comprehensive way, and make very clear that there's no place within the Southern Baptist Convention, not only for anyone, but for any church that would fail to live up to its responsibility to protect the vulnerable, and to make certain that those who would abuse anyone are not close to ministry, and are understood for what they are. We've got to acknowledge the problem and deal with it. And that's what encourages me. Southern Baptists have an open discussion. We don't have a hierarchy where any of these things can be hidden away. Southern Baptists talk about it all right out in the public. And, you know, you've got messengers who go to a microphone. There's no hierarchy. And so that means the conversations can sometimes be a bit messy.
Absolutely.
But, you know, this is where I trust the basic conviction and common sense of Southern Baptists. They get to the right place, and I'm praying the Lord does that quickly in Birmingham.
Well, Dr. Moeller, you know how much I have the deepest respect for you, and got to call you Papa because I know you are just so proud of the grandchildren. And that was a great picture, by the way. I guess it was on the steps of the chapel there when your grandson was a little more decked out than you were. But we love you, Dr. Moeller. Thank you for your latest work. And by the way, I urge you to pick up your copy of the Apostles' Creed. You can go to Amazon.com for more on the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. Just go to albertmoeller.com. That's albertmoeller.com. He is president of the seminary. And Dr. Moeller, as always, thank you and your busy schedule for spending some time with us today.
Bill, it's always great to talk with you. I'm so thankful for your work there in Florida, and I look forward to seeing you in Birmingham.
God bless you, my friend.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, that'll wrap up this edition of the Bill Bunkley Show, and we appreciate you being with us today. Coming up next will be my pastor, Dr. Ken Whitten, on today's edition of his radio ministry, Living Truth, Where Discipleship Begins. That's part two coming up with Dr. Ken Whitten. Well, that'll wrap up the Bill Bunkley Show today. Hope you've enjoyed our broadcast. Looking forward to being with you right here tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Until then, God bless and have a wonderful evening.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.